This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy features that we share with you. Disturbing story coming up about MT Gox, the world's largest Bitcoin exchange site. They've been around for a long time, and usually that means that they're going to be the target, and they are in this case, the preeminent exchange site. The feds have gone after them, and it's not good news. We'll share that with you coming up here later. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
So I mentioned that Julian Assange is running for Senate, and I didn't know this until this weekend when I saw the latest episode of Rap News. Now, are either of you familiar with Rap News?
Yes.
No.
Oh, if you haven't seen Rap News, you really should, after Free Talk Live's over, go and watch Rap News. There have been 20 episodes of this, and they have been putting them out over the last few years. They're very well produced.
Yes, they are.
The gentleman who is, I'm sure there's more than one person behind it, but the guy who is involved in this as the front man is great at his job, the kind of the desk newsman here. He plays multiple characters in the Rap News, frequently politicians and other, you know, celebrity-type characters. But every now and then, they'll
lies to people?
I'm sorry?
He lies to people?
He plays
politicians.
Oh, it's fun, Mark. It's kind of a comedy thing.
Just kidding.
So, but it's also serious. It's kind of comedy, but also serious at the same time.
There's one of the episodes of the Rap News to where he dresses up as Alex Jones.
That's right.
And begins screaming through his bullhorn. And Alex Jones and Hillary Clinton, they're in the split screen sort of thing, and they're both singing, "We're going to chip you, we're going to tag you."
Yeah, it's really well written, smart stuff. And I highly recommend it. I'll put a link to Rap News 20 here, which is all about the Australian election. Now, I don't know anything about Australian politics, but
they have a parliament,
yeah,
made up of a House of Commons and a Senate, which is different than the way the Brits do their parliament, to where they have the House of Commons and then the House of Lords. And then, jolly old Britain, the House of Lords are not elected. They get their seats because of familial titles.
So nepotism all the way.
Yes.
Now, I knew they had a parliament, but that's about it. And so I just wanted to watch it because I love Rap News, and it's always entertaining, even if I really am not familiar with the issues that they're discussing. Well, then, lo and behold, halfway through Rap News, at about the four-minute mark, they bring on Julian Assange, the real Julian Assange, not some actor portraying Julian Assange. So they clearly, like, went into the Ecuadorian embassy and with a camera crew and took footage of Julian Assange as they're discussing that he is running for politics, running for a Senate in Australia.
And the interesting thing about the Ecuadorian embassy in London, it's not some elaborate office complex or a compound. Mm-hmm. It's essentially an apartment inside an apartment building.
Is that right?
In downtown London.
Wow. And that's where he's holed up and has been holed up for several
months. How big
months.
Of an apartment?
I don't know. Like, you know, the square footage.
If you have some dude living in your
flat
office
3B of whatever street. I looked up the address because I want to send Julian Assange some mail. And it's, you know, an apartment number. And then if you go to, you know, like Ecuadorian embassy and click images, it shows this building. It looks like a, you know, four-story house that apparently has been divided into apartments.
Mm. So all of a sudden, Julian Assange shows up in this video, and he has been in the Rap News videos previously. and they are talking about him running. So they've been, throughout the video up until this point, been sort of lampooning the already existing candidates that are in the Australian political race this year. And then they bring in Julian Assange. And I had to be very careful to not cut in the C word into this particular clip that I'm going to play for you. Rap News is an internet production, so therefore there could be some offensive language. But I'm going to play for you this song, because they asked Julian Assange what he would like to tell the people who are watching at home. What is his message that he wants to get out there? This is essentially kind of like a political advertisement for Julian Assange's campaign. I don't know what Julian Assange stands for. I know he likes Ron Paul. I don't know what his actual politics are. Just because he likes Ron Paul doesn't mean he agrees with Ron Paul and everything. But this particular campaign message won't really give you a whole lot of insight into his position on the issues, but it is very creative. They redo his hair to more of like an Australian kind of, oh, God, mullet. Mullet style.
Crikey.
Yeah. So he's got kind of like this Australian mullet-style haircut, and they kind of do up his image a little bit differently to more appeal to the average Australian, I guess, or something like that. And then he launches into his campaign song, which we're going to play for you now.
We have a chance to turn the pages over.
Singing in a mullet, by the way.
Write what we want to write. We gotta make things leak so we can get much bolder. Ooh, we're all wiretapped now. We're all being fed lies.
Pretty awesome for a campaign.
Is he really singing that?
That's what I want to know. Like, it appears that he might be lip-syncing, but then again, whenever you shoot a music video, you are always, for the most part, lip-syncing when you're doing the actual shots of the video. But whoever's singing it is pretty darn good.
It sounds like Julian Assange.
Does it? See, I've never actually really listened to Julian Assange in any meaningful form. So if you're saying it sounds like him, then it probably is him.
Either that or somebody doing a very good impression of him.
Well, that's not... That doesn't have that... What is that voice tracking thing where they make it
auto-tune?
That's not auto-tune.
No, it was not auto-tune.
Whoever sang
that was good singing.
Could sing.
Yeah.
Now, admittedly, they've got them doing basically a Bud Light jingle singer guy voice or whatever, but that's talent.
Real
whoever did
man
it.
Of genius.
Whoever's pulling that off really can sing, though, you know?
Mr. Boneless Buffalo Wing and Van
Bear. So it's definitely, the whole thing is pretty entertaining. It's 7 minutes long, and that was the clip about a minute long of Julian Assange and what I consider to be his campaign ad, because that's really him in a silly looking mullet and just having a good time. And I think that's really fun stuff. I hope he does well in the election. Like I said, I don't even know what his issues are, but he's got to be better than any other politician in the race. I'm just going to say that without
the
knowing anything.
The WikiLeaks party has...
His party. Is that his party?
Yes. Okay. He founded the party. And basically, they stand for transparency in government.
Mm-hmm.
That is...
And that's it.
Their issue. And... You know, they write it in several different forms throughout their platform to where, you know, transparency in this way and in this way and this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're essentially a single issue party that only stands for transparency and
there's
trouble
with that.
In paradise.
Yeah, there's problems with that when you have a single issue party, because then when people in the party, and I don't even know what the issue is that they're experiencing, you're going to get into that here in a moment,
yes.
But if you've got a single issue party, then if everybody disagrees on everything else, then it can make it real difficult to get along within the party ranks. 855-453. So apparently the WikiLeaks party is falling apart. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring us anything that you'd like. More on the way about the WikiLeaks party, and they're kind of hit a bump in the road, maybe a few bumps. Daryl's going to give us the story about that. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have news updates. You may follow it via email. Also, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. That's a good way to get updates during the show, like new show prep that we might be utilizing on the air or questions we might want to ask. Those are things you'll get on the social networking sites with the Free Talk Live profiles. You can reach all of them through news.freetalklive.com. That, again, is news.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Squarespace for a few weeks now on the program, and Mark, you're going to give us a little bit more detail. For everyone who has gone and signed up, and you can still do this today, you can sign up for the free trial at squarespace.com, and immediately, like within moments, you can create your own website. And it's not like some junk throwaway site. This is something created. These themes are beautiful. They are
beautiful websites,
graphically
yeah.
pleasing, they're responsive, they're going to scale to different devices. It'll look different and look good on a cell phone. It'll look different and look good on a laptop, for instance. Squarespace.com makes it easy to get your own blog, portfolio site, e-commerce site online and do it quickly. And then it also gives you the power, if you're more of a tweaker, you know, you're somebody that actually knows the web, that you want to get into that HTML, you can do that too with Squarespace.com. So you can keep it simple or you can get really complicated. It's up to you. And, Mark, you actually did tool around in here recently.
Yeah, I did. I was putting together a site. I just wanted to be able to use it. It was, you know, I mean, it wasn't a site that I was going to, you know, turn on and start selling, you know, my underpants or something like that. But I, in fact, did, you know,
find that tough. Mark selling his underwear.
I don't know why anyone would want it. But anyway, it was really quite easy, and they've got so many beautiful templates, and that's really what makes a site something that people want to stick around on.
Unfortunately, Mark, you cannot enter the contest because, well, employees of Free Talk Live are not eligible. But you, the listener, can enter this contest. You have to have an account at squarespace.com in order to do so.
And you have to have a Twitter account, too.
What is it?
What do you mean?
The contest.
The contest is if you tweet your site, you know, some sort of the link to your site, mm-hmm. and include the hashtag FTL, you know, pound FTL Squarespace, then you'll be entered to win, I guess, the first five people to do it will get a Squarespace swag pack, and it's got some like t-shirts and a moleskin notebook decal, and, you know, a nice little treat sent to you. They'll take care of sending it.
Hey, cool.
And all you have to do is do it right now, because the first five that do it are the ones that win. Wham, go.
So live listeners have preference here, obviously, but you also have to have that Squarespace account, so go to squarespace.com.
Not everybody who's listening to this show has created a you know, Squarespace account.
You could do that right away because it's free. You don't need a credit card. You just go and use your email address. Squarespace.com. Get signed up for the free trial. And then, Mark, you will, I guess, give that information out maybe via our social bookmarking sites.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
All right. So Squarespace.com, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Julian Assange running for Senate, according to the Huffington Post. WikiLeaks founder and Australian Senate candidate Julian Assange says he's proud of the level of support he enjoys in his home country and has pledged to enforce transparency in Parliament if he wins a seat in elections in September. He says, when you turn a bright light on, the cockroaches scuttle away, and that's what we intend to do in Canberra, the Australian capital, Assange told Nine Network Television in an interview filmed at the Ecuadorian embassy in London and broadcast in Australia on Sunday. In a separate interview at the embassy, where he has taken refuge for more than a year now, the 42-year-old fugitive told Ten Network his popularity demonstrated by a recent opinion poll reflected poorly on the ruling Labour Party. The centre-left government staunchly supports the U.S. condemnation of WikiLeaks' disclosure of hundreds of thousands of classified documents. A national survey by Sydney-based UMR Research, a company that Labour relies on for its own internal polling, found in April that 26% of Australian voters said they were likely to vote for Assange or other members running for his WikiLeaks party in national elections. That's pretty huge. 26% of Australian voters, which is supposedly everybody because you're forced by law to vote in Australia, from what I understand,
yes.
Said they were likely to vote for Assange or another WikiLeaks party member. Now, that is something that the Libertarian Party has never been able to accomplish in the 40 years of its existence in the United States.
Well, and you're comparing apples to plums here. I'm not even going to say apples to oranges. because the election systems are totally different. In Australia, they use proportional representation,
mm-hmm.
to where the party will receive as many seats in the parliament as the percentage of the vote that they receive.
Yep.
So, you know, people are more likely to vote for who they actually want in.
I see what you're saying.
Because let's just suppose here in New Hampshire, if the Libertarian Party were given the number of seats in the New Hampshire legislature in accordance to a number of votes that they receive, then in New Hampshire they would have like 20 state reps.
How did they determine that, Daryl? I mean, you are like an elections expert. You're a compendium of knowledge when it comes to these sorts of things. How do they, like, okay, so he's got his WikiLeaks party, and he's a candidate, and there's some other candidates, obviously. Yes. So let's say 26% of Australian population does vote for WikiLeaks. Are they just voting for the party? They're not actually casting a vote for the candidate themselves?
They have the option of doing either.
Uh-huh, okay.
Same here in New Hampshire. Well, New Hampshire, they don't have the straight ticket mark on the ballot, but they do have, you know, the parties listed in a straight ticket. There are some states where you can just fill one mark on your ballot and it casts a vote for every person of that party. So you could do that. Say, you know, I want to vote for the WikiLeaks party for parliament. Or you could go through and vote for specific candidates from the WikiLeaks party.
And is that how the WikiLeaks party determines who will take office, is the total number of candidate votes that each candidate receives?
Yes, so the highest, the way I understand it to work, is either the highest vote total for particular candidates, or if there is no, you know, vote total for particular candidates, the party will then just select of here's our first choice, second choice, third, so on and so forth.
So he says, I'm obviously proud of that, but it's also something extremely interesting about the Australian people and about what is happening and the perceptions of what is happening in Canberra, he told the interviewers. He didn't favor Conservative opposition leader Tony Abbott, whom opinion polls suggest will likely be the next prime minister. Assange told Nine that Abbott as a head of government wouldn't be good for anyone. Apparently a Senate seat can be won with as little as 17% of the vote within a state. So, with all that in mind, how is the WikiLeaks party doing, Daryl? According to you, not so hot. Like internal strife. Apparently.
Internal, yes. The title for this particular article is Julian Assange's political party implodes.
Oh, boy.
Assange and another co-founder have gone in different directions as far as coalition building.
This is not uncommon. We'll continue here in moments. This reminds me of the Natural Law Party, I think, as they were called. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the Reform Party. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Julian Assange running for Senate in Australia, as his political party, the WikiLeaks party, apparently is in the middle of imploding. Daryl is going to give us more information about that. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You may join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can, of course, join the fun on the website where we have the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is currently doing some advertisements for a company called ForceFieldEnergy.com. And, well, when you're looking at purchasing a stock, you want a company that has good leadership, because financial expertise is important. The CEO, David Natan, over there at ForceFieldEnergy.com, he actually ran a company called Farmanet previously. He's run five publicly traded companies, and in Farmanet he ran it for 3 years. The stock price in that time went from 9 to 63. That's what you want to know if you are purchasing a stock. Anybody can go purchase ForceFieldEnergy.com stock by just using their ticker symbol FNRG. By the way, it's at the OTCQB exchange, but you can just look it up online. It's pretty easy. If you've got a brokerage account, you can get it. But it's what I would advise is this private placement. You've got to have $25,000 to get into the private placement, but instead of the $5.12, which is their current stock price for FNRG, $5.12, you'll get it at $4. You're saving a great amount of money already. You've got to hold it for 6 months, but there's a warrant that comes at the end, so there's even a larger opportunity to make some money. And I'm excited about it. I take a look at them. Please give them a call. All you have to do is go to forcefieldenergy.com, click on the contact us link there, get in touch with them for the private placement. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, you can put it in your IRA. Forcefieldenergy.com.
And all investments do have risk. 855 450 free, the SACL CAI toll free line. Julian Assange says he's a big admirer of Ron Paul, but that may not be true of the rest of the WikiLeaks party. Daryl, what's going on over in Australia?
Well, I would love to read this article. I don't know what is happening with my internet. Here we go. Some pop-up window telling me that a page was about to kill itself.
Gotcha.
Popped up, blocked off the entire thing. From the Daily Beast, it says, Julian Assange may have blown his best chance to leave the Ecuadorian embassy and return home to Australia as a free man.
Hmm.
The founder of WikiLeaks, who has been holed up in the Ecuador's diplomatic mission in London for over a year, is now facing another obstacle to freedom. Assange had founded the WikiLeaks party in his native Australia in an attempt to win election to the Australian Senate, which he believes would make it more difficult for him to be extradited to Sweden, where he faces sexual assault charges. However, the party just split up in turmoil earlier this week after members of its national council discovered that Assange and his inner circle had been ignoring them and making major decisions on their own. Under the system of proportional representation used for the Australian Senate, voters in each state can either rank specific candidates or let their first-choice party do so. Considering that there are often over 50 people on the ballot, voters tend to just defer to the party. The result is frenzied negotiations between smaller parties and larger parties to maximize their representation and avoid wasted votes.
Do you think that because people in Australia are forced to vote, it's a law, you got to vote in Australia. Do you think that they are more plugged in or less plugged in to the political process?
Yes.
If I had to go into the voting booth, you know, maybe I'd be just like, okay, yeah, these are my folks, and that's it, and I'd get out of there as quick as I could. I don't know. I mean, does it make, because they have to go, do they feel responsible for making the best decision possible?
I don't really know firsthand, but I would guess that voters in Australia and other countries where it is mandated that one go vote or be subject to a fine or possible arrest, that people, just like they do here in the U.S., pick a party, decide I like this party, and then they go and they support candidates for their party.
Well, and Daryl, you and I have been involved in the Libertarian Party political scene.
Yes.
In times past, and I guess to a lesser extent today. But there, historically, and I haven't seen it here in New Hampshire, but that's just because I haven't been involved heavily here in New Hampshire. I know that down in Florida there was always some sort of politics within the party, which was really frustrating and annoying, these kind of internal conflicts, this just never-ending conflict within the party over various different issues. And so it would seem to me that if you've got a party like the WikiLeaks party that their only issue is transparency,
yes,
that someone who supports transparency and is a liberty-minded person could be involved, and someone who supports transparency and is like a total control freak could also be involved.
Yes.
Then you've got people with sort of these different factions within the party who are then fighting with one another, because in Australia, if the party wins, if a bunch of people vote WikiLeaks, and rather than voting for the specific candidates, if WikiLeaks wins, or a portion of it wins, then the WikiLeaks party decides who their candidates are, which is just
right.
rife for takeover. It's rife for all kinds yes. of politicking and frustration.
Yeah, and as the article said, there are oftentimes 50 candidates that are on the ballot for something. Because a lot of times, multi-member districts and then proportional representation. So you need to make sure that, you know, your party has enough candidates should you win all of the vote in your precinct or riding or constituency, whatever it is that they would call it. But, yeah, so it does make it ripe for, you know, the internal conflicts. And that's sort of what's happening. The article continues. It says the WikiLeaks Party National Council thought it had agreed to a plan where the party would be making deals to work closely with the Australian Green Party and other left-of-center groups. Then they discovered that Assange instead had made deals with a far-right party as well as one that is militantly pro-gun. The result was a number of party members quit, including Leslie Kinold, Assange's number two in the party, and Daniel Matthews, one of his close friends from college, leaving the party divided 2 weeks before the election.
Mm.
In an article published in The Guardian on Wednesday, Matthews uses tough language to describe the personality of Assange, who he still admires, will vote for, and considers a friend. He describes Assange as not suited to a party with Democratic National Council oversight and someone who really ought not to have set up a party with internal democracy. This was mild criticism compared to Kinold, who proclaimed in a statement, "To keep being a candidate feels like I'm breaking faith with the Australian people." Although she did not mention Assange by name, she denigrated the party, stating that its backroom maneuverings were an unacceptable mode of operation for any organization, but even more so for an organization explicitly committed to democracy, transparency, and accountability. Assange shrugged it off.
So she's basically saying that the party dedicated to transparency isn't transparent enough because there's backroom dealings going
on?
Yes. Gotcha.
No, because somebody had a conversation that they didn't record and put up on the internet for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody dared do something without broadcasting it to the world.
Well, if you're going to create a party that's based entirely on transparency, I suppose that there's an argument for that too. I don't know.
So we should see you eat your food at all times?
No, I don't think that's... I'm not involved in a party that's based on transparency.
All right. Is there more to the story?
There is a little bit more to the story.
Come back in moments here. And maybe you've been involved in some political party that just blew up from the inside, and you want to share your experience. Because things like this have happened in the U.S.,
yes.
The Reform Party being one of them. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour Magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
There's a huge and hushed-up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, Only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show and you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support us, you can do that by shopping with us. What you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. There you will enter various different sites. Amazon's the number one site there. There's also Newegg and some others. When you enter one of those sites through those links, you'll find there Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Amazon is by far the best deal for us. We get like 7 or 8% out of every purchase for the most part. I think electronics is only 4%. But generally, if you're going to do some buying online, you're probably going to buy through Amazon. So why not start at shop.freetalklive.com? It only takes a moment to go through our links. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. And then you just do the regular Amazon shopping that you're used to. Get all the great deals, the great prices, free Super Saver shipping, and all that. And help and feel good, because Free Talk Live is going to get a portion of the purchase price at shop.freetalklive.com.
Check out the School Sucks Project podcast. It's a great podcast. It's also a call-in show and a YouTube channel and a web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. If you go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out their Logic Saves Lives podcast series, you can sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others at schoolsucksproject.com.
We go here in a moment, just back to your phone calls, but I wanted to make sure we finished up the story about the WikiLeaks party. apparently having some major internal strife, some conflict, people bailing out on the party, people speaking out against the party now. The number two candidate to Julian Assange has spoken out against the party at this point.
I think it was the number two in the party, like
number
the
two,
second
like
ranking.
Vice chair.
Yeah.
So she has left the party.
Two people have left the party.
At least two
that were either candidates or on the National Council.
Right.
And
they're saying that the upset is because there's backroom dealings going on. They didn't like some of the things that Assange was doing.
Right. One segment of the party was trying to make a deal with some left-of-center parties. Julian Assange was trying to make deals with some right-of-center parties. Because it's proportional representation, so you need to build coalitions to basically try to strengthen whatever representation you wind up having.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the article here says that Assange shrugged off the criticisms. He's been distracted with the flight of Edward Snowden as well as the Bradley Manning trial. In an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, he said, "I made a decision 2 months ago to spend a lot of my time on dealing with the Edward Snowden asylum situation and trying to save the life of a young man. Now the result is over-delegation. So I admit and I accept full responsibility for over-delegating functions to the Australian party while I tried to take care of those situations." In addition, Assange noted the difficulty of running an Australian political party from London, 9 time zones away.
It's probably not easy. It's not easy to do business remotely. If you've got to manage other people, it's very difficult. I mean, it's one thing if you're some techie person who does their work at a computer, mm-hmm. and maybe you can do your work anywhere. But nothing seems, at this point, nothing makes up for being there.
It's quite possible that the over-delegation has cost Assange a seat in the Senate. If so, while Assange's work on behalf of Edward Snowden may have helped the NSA leaker leave the Moscow airport, it may have ensured that the WikiLeaks founder's indefinite confinement in the Ecuadorian embassy continues.
And we'll keep you up to date as that continues to develop. I believe the election is in September, if I'm not mistaken, in Australia, so that's coming up pretty fast. So certainly if there's good news for Assange, we'll let you know. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Mutula is on the line, listening online. Hello, Mutula.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Hey,
great. What's on your mind?
They doing some dirty work, man. They're trying to mask it by a whole bunch of ways. Our good friend, Mr. Obama, he's going to try to come with a fake speech, a compelling speech, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It's like a mask, man. They're covering up a whole bunch of stuff right now. That Benghazi thing, the lid is getting blown completely off of it. They got a whole bunch of things that they're trying to cover up right now, and they're going to use Obama. He better come with a real, real good speech come tomorrow.
Well, it's a good thing for them then that everybody's really concerned with Miley Cyrus rather than all those important things you're talking about.
There's a few people that know what's really going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what it is, man, and I just wanted to talk to you boys because I ain't talked to you in a couple of days. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Matula. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE.
I know what's really going on. Miley Cyrus twerking.
Or whatever.
She might also be tweaking. I don't know. And maybe she's tweeting
all at once.
Yeah. Yes.
It's shocking. Shocking, I tell you.
I didn't find it that shocking. I thought that it was somewhat reminiscent of Madonna from the late 80s, early 90s.
It had that feel. It had the Lady Gaga feel. I didn't find it that shocking, but I didn't find it that interesting either.
I have to say I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched a few snippets of the video.
Yeah, that's all I needed.
I basically jumped through it. Daryl, I heard you watched every moment.
I watched the entire 6 minutes and 26 seconds because I was waiting for the really nasty, disgusting, disturbing part.
Well, okay. Okay, so what we're talking about is this MTV Video Awards.
The VMAs. The Video Music Awards.
Now, as you guys mentioned, this is old territory.
This is the opposite of what Matula wanted when he called in, by the way.
This is old territory, right? Like, Madonna, been here, done that. Sexy girl on stage, not a lot of clothes, sexual motions, actions, things like that. This isn't really that new, is it? Is it really that shocking compared to what has come before?
But it's Miley Cyrus. It's Miley Cyrus, the former Disney princess.
Right. But how many times has that happened, too? Wasn't the Vanessa Hudgens, I believe her name, she was also a Disney girl, and then she got topless
and then
or something?
Fergie, I think Fergie used to be something with Disney.
Wasn't
and
Britney Spears?
Yeah. And then Britney went crazy and shaved her head. There's nothing new.
Right.
Or, what's interesting? There's nothing interesting.
There was a foam finger that she was playing with.
So I guess the idea here is that Miley Cyrus has grown up in front of us.
Yeah.
We've seen her as a young lady, and now she is growing into a young woman. And the question is what does she have to do in order to make her career work? She appears to have chosen a path, which is I shall do what Madonna and Lady Gaga have been compensated so well for doing in the past, and who can blame her? That's her job as an entertainer to dance around on the stage, and so she's going to go on she's going to use a method that has worked.
Some of the more conspiratorially minded people would say that this is what she has to do to stay relevant. That the music industry is corrupted by the influence of the Illuminati masters.
It look as though she was somewhat uncomfortable dancing. I don't really know. Maybe I was just projecting my sort of wow, discomfort. That looks sort of strange and odd.
I
don't know. And she kept sticking her tongue out of her mouth.
It was really
weird. I don't understand what that's all about.
Really? Well, the guy from Kiss did it a lot. What about the I don't God I have
what's
no
old is new again.
I have no verbiage to ask these questions without sounding like a jerk. What about the chubby gal from Great Britain that can really sing quite well?
Adele.
Yes, that's her name.
I didn't know she was from Britain. That's interesting. Okay.
That's
where British people are from.
Yep.
She's not.
I know she's generally.
She's not twerking, and nobody wants to see her twerk, right? Like, she has the ability to entertain without doing such a thing. Why is the Illuminati not have her on some strings and having her shaking her groove thing? None of that makes any sense to me.
No, I get what you're. I get what you're saying, Mark. I wasn't saying I necessarily believed all that, but on the other hand, there are some interesting theories out there.
Yeah. So the Australian elections are being held on Saturday, September the 7th.
Hold up, what's that have to do with Miley Cyrus twerking?
Absolutely nothing. It's me changing the course of the conversation back to something that we were talking about, and I happened to pull up the date of the election.
Okay.
And the last day for return of writ is Wednesday, November 13th. Nor do I.
All
and
right.
The 44th Parliament.
What about Miley Cyrus's 21st birthday?
December
13th. 855 450 free. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. She is not old enough to drink, but apparently old enough to have simulated sex acts happen on a stage in front of thousands of people. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 next.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, a Dodger mic. How does an additional 50% off all Promark drumsticks sound? Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Or how about this? $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $399. Playing it will make your soul swell like an angry ocean, and your spirit soar like the hunting falcon of an ancient Incan warrior king. Experience this and more at the Guitar Center Labor Day sale, now through Monday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.